The government will not shut down tonight. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, because of late-night Senate action.
The Senate votes 71-19 to keep the government funded through December 23rd. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they're optimistic about the negotiations on now for the $1.7 trillion long-term spending package that would finance many government agencies for the current fiscal year.
Fox's Jill Nato. The Senate has also passed the Defense Authorization Act to fund the military. It strikes down the COVID vaccine mandates for U.S. service persons, but senators rejected an amendment that would have allowed those discharged for refusing the vaccine to return to the service. The White House is worried about a possible spike in COVID cases over the holidays, but response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says there are no plans for resuming restrictions.
What's different this winter compared to last winter is we have highly effective treatments that are widely available if people get sick.
The government is making free COVID test kits available again, up to four per household, available at covidtests.gov. Free tests had been suspended 3 months ago. A federal judge orders the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers at the U.S. southern border must remain in effect for now, pending a full hearing on the lawsuit by Texas and Missouri to keep it in place. Elon Musk has suspended the Twitter accounts of several journalists who cover him,
including Washington Post reporter Drew Harwell, MSNBC host Keith Olbermann, and CNN correspondent Donnie O'Sullivan. Elon Musk says they were suspended because, quote, criticizing me all day long is totally fine, but doxing my real-time location and endangering my family is not.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The Fed's highest interest rate in 15 years sent stocks tumbling again yesterday. The Dow lost 764 points. Early morning Dow futures are trading more than 300 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden is headed to Delaware today to promote a health initiative for veterans.
The town hall will take place in the president's home state of Delaware. The White House says the president will speak in Newcastle with veterans at a National Guard Reserve Center named after his late son, Beau, to discuss benefits and services related to the PACT Act. The PACT Act was signed into law in August and expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to burn pits, Agent Orange, and other toxins. The event is one of more than 90 events across the nation encouraging veterans to sign up for healthcare, get a screening for toxic exposure, and for those experiencing toxic exposure-related conditions to submit a claim. At the White House, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
California is advancing its reparations task force. The panel's goal to set aside a massive amount of money in reparations for black Californians, calling for $350,000 per person. The task force has until July to make its final recommendations on how to proceed with the payouts. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is endorsing the idea, calling for the state not only to give reparations to individuals, but black-owned businesses as well. More than a month since four students were killed near the University of Idaho, police again asking for help in finding a car of interest.
Investigators now say they are sorting through 22,000 registered 2011-2013 Hyundai Elantras and sifting through a significant amount of video footage. The Elantra was captured on a security camera driving by a gas station at 3:45 a.m. near the home where four University of Idaho college students were murdered. Investigators believe the occupants of the vehicle may have critical information regarding the case. However, finding this vehicle is complicated. The reality is security cameras in the quaint town of Moscow are few and far between.
Fox's Brian Yenis, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.